I was born bold.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on SEN.
Great to have your company this morning. Keep waiting for... Have we dropped something there? Anyway, I've had a week off and a little bit rusty. Jordan Lewis did a fantastic job in our absence, along with Sammy. A bit rusty, Wisp?
No, I didn't say anything. I thought I think you're doing a fine job.
I think you're agreeing with Sammy Edmund. We thank them. And Geordie joins us as he does each Monday. Go, Geordie.
Well, I must admit, it was nice not getting up at 4:30 this morning, having a little bit of a sleeping, guys.
Yes, I know. It's a week off is a cruel time because it takes you about 6 days to get it right and not wake up at 4:30. You finally have a sleep till 7 and then you're back into it. But anyway, it's all good. We're happy to be here because there's lots to talk about. And you've had a look at both Carlton and Essendon, and what happens now is for those teams that haven't made the finals, of course, the trade talk gets cranked up. What can they do to improve their list? And you've had a look at both teams.
Well, you're right. So as soon as the season ends, there would have been conversations throughout the year from a list management point of view. But as soon as the season ends, it gives you a time to really narrow in on what your needs are. And I think specifically Carlton, the needs are clearly a quality halfback after Simpson retiring. So they need to fill the void there. And I still think they're one inside mid short to support Paddy Cripps and the midfield brigade and allow... You know, that inside grunt work and get involved in their outside play. I think Zach Fisher can be inside-outside, but he's more suited to an outside mid to provide that run and carry. So you look at the quality halfback, and we know Zach Williams is on the market. That's been pretty clear. But there are conversations around Adam Saad. So there's two quality halfbacks on the market. So it's what you need to give up in return for these quality players. So I've focused in on Saad, and you can mount a case for Williams as well. But Saad, would you, Gary or Tim, would you entertain the idea for a straight swap, Saad for Charlie Curnow? Now, I know Charlie Curnow's contracted until 2023. Thinking that Danaher is potentially going to leave the Essendon Football Club, would you be asking for Charlie Curnow for Adam Saad?
Well, I wouldn't be doing that. I like the halfbacks, Geordie. I appreciate what they're doing, but they're not in the same category for me, anyway, of the big dogs like Charlie. That's my first reaction. Wisp?
If you were going to lose Adam Saad, and he's an incredibly important player to Essendon, they can't afford to lose Adam Saad across halfback. In fact, he's probably the most important backline player, Adam Saad. You'd ask the question, but I reckon the other question mark still against Charlie, though, Louis, is whether or not he's going to be okay physically. This is all hypothetical, but from Essendon's perspective, they've just gone through 3 years of Joe Danaher sort of, you know, trying to get him right. If they were to lose him and bring somebody else in that's got a question mark against their fitness, I think there'd be all sorts of questions that could be raised, you know, if he was to break down. I know this is all hypothetical, but I'm pretty sure that Carlton wouldn't entertain that idea either. But you're quite right. They need somebody that can run and carry the ball like a Zach Williams and an Adam Saad.
So would you... Okay, so if you had to choose between one of the two, my opinion, I would be going more bullishly for Adam Saad over Zach Williams. What would you two do?
I'd be going for Adam Saad over Zach Williams as well. I mean, Zach Williams can play in the midfield too. Adam Saad can't probably play in the midfield. He's never played in the midfield. I think I saw on the champion data, he's number 3 ranked general defender, Adam Saad. I would think that over the last 4 years, he would probably be, over that period of time, he would be Essendon's most consistent player.
Yeah, I would love to
get just hearing murmurings that Carlton are into him, Gaz. So that's why I threw that one out on the table. And the inside mids, there's a few inside mids that you could potentially look at. We know Brad Crouch, he's a restricted free agent, but there's certainly a chance to get in and maybe lock him away. So if you go Brad Crouch from Adelaide, do you offer up a couple of youngsters that haven't really found their mark at Carlton and give them a fresh environment and a new look at a new club in Paddy Dow and Lockie O'Brien? So is it a straight swap for Brad Crouch, Paddy Dow and Lockie O'Brien? Would you entertain that one?
I'd do that. I'd get in quick. I'd do that one. Brad Crouch into that Carlton midfield with Paddy Cripps. I'd do that one in a heartbeat, Geordie.
Yep, snap. I'd do that one.
And there's another one from GWS in Harry Perryman. Now, he's an SA boy, so maybe he wants to go back home to SA, but we hear he wants to search for another club. He's out of contract. So he would be another one if I was Carlton or even Essendon for that point to really make a call for and ask what the terms are, what sort of deal he wants, and try and entertain that deal as well, because he's a quality player that can play inside and outside.
Hey, Louis, I know that Essendon hasn't given up on Adam Saad, so they still believe that he'll be a Bombers player. Are you hearing otherwise? Are you think that he's not only gettable, but he's on his way out?
Yeah, I think he's gettable, absolutely. And I'm hearing more and more every day, I suppose, that Carlton could be involved in that conversation if he was to leave Essendon.
And what about Mitch McGovern, who's an interesting one? We did some stuff on him last week on the couch about him playing back, and he played there once or twice for the Adelaide Crows, and his numbers were great. I see he played back on the weekend. They got Harry Mackay is in great nick. You got Charlie, hopefully, to come back. You got Levi Casbolt there. You got the Koning, who's playing in the ruck with Pitternet. Where does Mitch McGovern fit?
And that's a difficult one. I think if Mitch McGovern started his career at Carlton and it didn't work out for him at Carlton, other clubs would entertain the idea. Now, he's at his second club and still failed to perform at his second club. Clubs will be very wary, especially the money that he's on, and I wouldn't think that Carlton would be paying a percentage of his wage to get him out the door unless they got some high-quality stuff in return. He's one of those players that you just love to crack the code, because he shows athletically he's got the ability, he shows glimpses within games that he could really tear a game apart, but for whatever reason he just floats through, doesn't have an impact, and he was moved. Usually if you play in the forward line, we've seen this with Jeremy Howe, go from being an okay forward, serviceable forward, to moving back, and just the ability to read the play in the air and impact there, you can become a really dangerous defender. And you think Mitch Govan seems like he could be that player. Now, he was played, as you said, in defence on the weekend and still had no impact on the game. So he would be a frustrating player to coach, because you can see the potential that he could potentially offer.
A quick one before we let you go. Who's been the most disappointing of the teams that won't be contesting the finals this year?
Oh, I think GWS for mine. They've just got an abundance of talent. They've had, they're quality players on the park for the majority of the year, but they've just been unable to fire. Their game plan looks like it's pretty basic. It's easy to come up against a game plan like GWS's and defend. And the way that they play, the way you can defend them, gives you access to three quarters of the ground. So they've got a lot of work to do over the preseason to change up the way they play and really ignite, what we think is a super talented list.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting couple of weeks. I know the trade period will really heat up in earnest, and we look forward to your contributions then. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate, and thanks for helping us out last week.
Good on you, boys. It was a pleasure.
Jordan Lewis with us for Chemist Warehouse. Get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse.